November 22nd marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Here in Seattle, the news first broke by radio. Well-known and longtime local journalist Brian Johnson was on duty at Seattle station Como that fateful day back in 1963. In this audio postcard produced by Felix Bunnell, Brian Johnson recalls what happened at the radio station that morning and how it felt to break the news that JFK had been shot.
It must have been around 10:30 or so that the alarm went off. And there was a bell system at that time. 3 bells for an urgent, 5 bells for a bulletin, 15 bells for a flash. And that was when the first dispatch came in, and it said 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas.
This is ABC Radio. To repeat, in Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today.
At that point, I turned to Ed Evans, who was also in the newsroom, and said, I've got to get on the air. Bring me all of the wire copy from earlier about the arrival at Dallas, what was happening in Dallas, where the parade route was taking the motorcade, and I'll go on the air and ad lib. And I sat there not knowing whether the shots had hit the president, not knowing anything except 3 shots were fired at the motorcade. I also had headphones on, but the headphones weren't listening to KOMO. They were listening to ABC to see if anything was happening on ABC.
Don, let's stand by. Let's keep all the nets on the, all the stations on the line. We feel that we have an important news bulletin here, and there are details coming in. All stations, stand by.
It was about 4 minutes later that the flash came. 15 bells inside the newsroom. All the alarm lights going off. And then the flash was Kennedy seriously wounded, perhaps fatally. And I went on the air with this, you know, and my heart is in my throat at this point. I am a young guy, 27 years old, and I am there trying to ad lib that the President of the United States has been shot, perhaps fatally. And I had to ad lib for about another 30 or 45 seconds before finally ABC came on and I was off the air and we joined ABC.
The President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead. The President is dead. Let us pray.
There are examples of people breaking down, Walter Cronkite on the air, and others who have wiped away tears. There are lots of times when you get shaken to the core, but you somehow, as the English would say, soldier on, because that's your job.
Out in Washington State, an observation from our correspondent, Byron Johnson of ABC affiliate, KOMO in Seattle.
The Speaker of the Washington State House of Representatives, William S. Day of Spokane, turned the fatal shooting almost unbelievable. He added, we may have to keep people such as the President...
What's in full memory of the events of what happened? So I'm probably like most Americans, you know, they say, where were you when XY happened? Well, I was in a newsroom doing a job. It was 10:30 on a Friday. I was working.
Brian Johnson, ABC affiliate, KLMO, Seattle.
And here back in the ABC radio newsroom in New York, virtually every corner of the world is in mourning tonight over the assassination of President Kennedy.
Longtime local journalist Brian Johnson, remembering the day back in 1963, he had to announce to Seattle the death of President Kennedy. This piece was produced by Felix Bunnell.